Sam Sanders here, letting you know that you, right now, are listening to Dunkin's Donuts.
He was white and she was white as only statues are. 50 years they stood there looking stupid by a jar. One night in mid-August when the moonlight got too strong, they climbed off their pedestal and then they sang this song. Past the gun emplacement and the bones as white as bleach, through the rats and ivy till they came out on a beach, out into the ocean till they disappeared from view. Honey, when it gets you, there's just nothing you can do. Underwater moonlight sets the body free. Underwater moonlight, baby, you and me. Underwater moonlight, underwater moonlight. He was pink and she was pink, and onward they did row. Didn't see the giant squid though, it was fairly slow. When they hit the bottom they were well and truly dead. Took their place and then they rode back home instead. Underwater moonlight, take your baby down. Underwater moonlight, watch your baby drown with love. And in the moonlight, underwater moonlight.
Hello and welcome to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. To start us off, we heard some Soft Boys from 1980. That was the song Underwater Moonlight from the album Underwater Moonlight. Great track, and it has just been remastered and reissued for the 45th anniversary. Bit of a, you know, not necessarily the big anniversary, but I'll welcome it. Good to hear it. I love that song. On today's show, we got some new geese, some new Animal Collective, and previewing a couple of shows happening this Saturday. Everything is happening. Redgate Alley Fest is happening. Green Auto is kicking off their week and a bit of festivities. Suki and Lee is going to be in town and playing at Redgate as well. There's just a lot going on, so buckle up. But like I said, there's a new Geese song, and they're going to be coming to town playing at the Hollywood Theater in October, and that is in support of their new album, Getting Killed. So let's hear the song, Taxes. Here is Geese. Geese.
don't want you.
That was Animal Collective with their new single, Love on the Big Screen, which is very funny given the next song we're going to hear, but we'll talk about that in a bit. Gabrielle, welcome to the studio.
Friend. Hi, Duncan. Thank
of
you.
CITR and of Dunkin' Donuts. Have you ever seen Animal Collective play?
I have not, actually. Oh, yeah. I was enjoying that song.
Yeah, it's
but
good.
I don't know them.
From Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, okay.
And I saw them at, I didn't go to the Pats, there's a famous Pats pub show that they played way back when, but they played at another very strange venue called Mesa Luna, which was an all-ages venue that had three stories.
Where was
This is on Broadway, Broadway and almost Burrard, or like Broadway around Burrard
back
and
when
Arbutus.
Broadway had charisma?
I don't know, I wouldn't give it that much. But it was like a restaurant. And for a while they had shows there. So Arcade Fire played there.
No way.
And Animal Collective with Wolf Eyes. And
There
were, and like a Red Light Sting going way back. Speaking of way back, we heard some Fiery Furnaces. That was from their album Bitter Tea. And that was the song Untitled. And they both of those songs use the same drum beat. And so they clicked in my head and I needed to put them together. Before that, we heard Worrywart, a brand new reworked version of their album Hail Mary Baby. So they recorded live at Green Auto, not in front of a studio audience, but just in the space. And they call that live album Faster, Slower Live. And so that was their newer version of Eyes of Man. And at the top, we heard Geese with the song Taxes. Is that something you know about dual citizen?
Little bit, yes, yeah. Exactly. Well, if only dual citizen. I'm trying.
Yeah.
But no, actually,
yeah,
I was rolling in while that song was playing, and I loved that song.
Mm-hmm.
It had some great, like, the vibe of it was fabulous, besides the just like, you pay your damn taxes.
Yeah, well,
like, or,
yeah.
Like a time we don't really want to be in certain
yes.
places. Better things to do with our money.
Than
support.
Fun, terrible things.
Terrible, terrible, yeah. Terrible things. Yeah.
The next song I'm going to play is from a soundtrack to a movie called Paying for It. Have you heard of this movie or the graphic novel that it was based on?
Duncan, you know I don't get out much.
That's okay. So do you know who Soo Kyun Lee is?
Yes.
Okay. So Soo Kyun Lee, artist of many different formats, former Much Music VJ, musician with Bob's Your Uncle, and many other things. She has made a new movie called Paying for It.
Okay.
Which is based on the memoir by her ex-partner,
okay,
who, when he and Soo Kyun Lee broke up, decided he no longer wanted to have romantic relationships. He just wanted to see sex workers. And
yes. Yeah. Okay, I have heard about this then. Yeah. I have heard about this.
Yes. So she made a movie about a, mm-hmm, memoir in which she plays a very,
right,
a prominent role.
Right.
And so she's also done the soundtrack for it.
Oh, okay.
So it's her band Lee and Gamble Unlimited. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be at Redgate on Saturday night to perform that music and maybe some other music as well. And it's a great bill. It also features Voice of Hearing and on. And so I didn't intend to have Love on the Big Screen follow to Pay for It, Paying for It, but here we are. So instrumental track, this is Anne by Lee and Gamble Unlimited from the Paying for It original soundtrack. Here we go.
Thank you. ready to transform your music career? Sam Chimes, international performer with over 1,000 shows across four continents, presents Chimes Academy's Sonic Elevation Program.
Learn live looping, music production, DJing, and stage work in our exclusive 8-week intensive. Only 16 spots available.
Our next intake starts June 7th. Top students shadow Sam at real DJ gigs, supported by Creative BC.
Ready to elevate your sound? Visit samchimes.com/academy and book your free consultation today.
Chimes Academy. Create and perform music holistically.
Come on, y'all. I said, are you ready for a comedy show? Well, then I need you.
To make your way down to the Birdhouse for the only stand-up comedy show in Canada featuring exclusively trans women. Our show, Trans Girls Raw and Uncut, has been featured on the Tyee, the Georgia Strait, and was the most attended local show at this year's Just for Laughs Festival. My name is Kay, and you can catch me and an iconic lineup of some of the country's funniest comedians on July 14th at 6:30 or 8:15. Tickets are on sale now at bit.ly/transcomedy and are expected to sell out, so grab yours soon, and I promise you a show that's unlike anything you've ever seen. That's bit.ly/transcomedy, and I'll see you there.
Waiting, anticipating, oh, the precious building, kinda got the feeling like I've got a new lease on the life I'm leading, where I just abandon everything I'm feeling, and as it gets darker, I don't have to see it, I can close the curtains, choose not to believe it, everybody's laughing, we're having such a good time, everybody's dancing, we don't read the headlines, as the world is slowly burning, I can't help this earthly yearning.
Song.
All right. That was Negi Gemi, formerly known as Negative Gemini, but they've rebranded. I'm not sure why. I don't know if Negi Gemi is the way to go, but who am I? Who am I to judge? That was the song Mysterious Girl. Before that, we heard Yawn from the new album Wish I Could Have, the song The World is Burning. I hear you. Before that, Voice of Hearing with The River Has the Right to Flow. And at the top, Lee and Gamble Unlimited with the song Anne. Lee and Gamble, Voice of Hearing, and Yawn are all going to be at Redgate for a late show after Alleyfest. Doors at 9 at Redgate on Saturday. Fun times. What did
Duncan,
you... Yeah.
How are you going to pace yourself through all of this music this weekend? Like, do you do you lay out a game plan and strategize?
I'm on a flight to Haida Gwaii at 9 a.m. on Sunday, so I'm not going
to
be able
to
go
really
to any of it.
No, I'm sadly going to miss it all.
No, I need to pick my battles, and going out to a late show the night before an early flight would not be a welcomed addition to the social calendar of my family.
Quite. Okay. Understood. That's
so
a good excuse.
I will be helping pack and like making sure everyone has what they need and cleaning the house. That's my big Saturday night plans.
Très responsable.
Très responsable, bien sûr. C'est qu'est-ce que... Oui, c'est mon responsabilité. Alors, on a maintenant JSUM. Have you heard of JSUM?
Non.
She has spent the last several years helping out bands like Boy Genius and some others, but she's back with her own music. So we're going to hear her new single, A Million Reasons Why, from the new album Belong. And she's going to be in town opening for Lucy Dacus, her sort of quasi-bandmate in Boy Genius, in August. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
And are you going to go to that show?
I am.
It's two nights.
I'm going to the one that was first announced, I think on the 12th.
Yeah.
You saw Lucy Dacus the last time she was in town.
I did. Yeah. One of my favorite Lucy Dacus / COVID souvenirs came from that. There were posters on the wall that says, Lucy Dacus asked you to wear a mask. And that was the PSA that I kept from Lucy. She always has the best intentions for everybody.
I agree. I don't see a lot of American artists having land acknowledgements either. And she had a really nice video presentation at the beginning. And
When Boy Genius came through like a year or so, like, was it 2 years ago?
Yeah,
when they were at the
two summers ago, yeah.
And I think they did some really beautiful acknowledgements there too.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. Are you going to that show?
I am not. My August plans are quite messy and involve national borders that I sometimes can and sometimes cannot cross.
Okay. Yeah.
Lucy Dacus wishes me well.
Yes, I'm sure she does. And maybe you can catch her somewhere else other than Vancouver.
So.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Okay. Here is JSUM, and here's the song A Million Reasons Why.
Thank you.
find a little joy. Try.
Eastside Arts Society presents the 5th annual Eastside Arts Festival. On Friday, July 25th, at the Rickshaw Theater, you'll be seeing Young Friend as the headliner, with Babe Corner, Worrywart, and Kylie V as supporting acts. And if you can't make that date, fear not, because Eastside Arts Society is putting on a free concert at McLean Park on July 26th from 2 to 7 p.m. Headlined by Janky Bungag and accompanied with Madeline Reed, The Revibrators, and Twin River. You can get your tickets and the festival schedule at eastsideartsfest.ca. eastsideartsfest.ca.
Awakened one, listen without distraction.
Ready or not, you're going in.
Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
Are from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient, downtempo, electronic, ASMR, pop loungecore music. Totally Alpha Wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thus the most ordinary movement in the world may agitate a thousand odd disconnected fragments. Now bright, now dim. Hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So, beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body.
You know that, don't you?
Wake up.
I missed your call because I was in a boardroom full of old men guessing what the kids are getting into. There was a cardboard cutout of a cowboy in the corner pointing his gun in my face. I don't belong here, nobody does, except maybe those old men collecting dust. Why am I not wherever you are? There is no distance that wouldn't be too far, even on opposite sides of the room. I am orbiting. So come out, wherever you are. I miss you, I miss you, I miss you in my arms. I wanna be that man on Main Street with the megaphone screaming obscenities to the toddlers and the scandalized moms. I wanna scream from the bottom of my lungs. I wanna scream my throat raw. And if that means I never sing again, at least I know I went out with a bang, screaming my favorite things about you, screaming your name, your name, your name. So come out, come out, wherever you are. I miss you, I miss you, I miss you in my arms. Come out, come out, there's no need to hide. I want you, I want you, I want you by my side. Waking up in a new city every day makes me believe more and more that they're all the same. It's just a pharmacy, coffee shop, bookstore and bank, and a tourist attraction that most locals hate. A hike up a hill where they say there's a view, 'cause the sky around five might remind me of you. There's a couple divorcees on a bad first date, and an elderly couple with nothing to say. I used to think that'd be the worst, to grow old and run out of words. Now I have seen some incredible things I could never describe if I tried. So come out, come out, wherever you are. I miss you, I miss you, I miss you in my arms. Come out, come out, there's no need to hide. I want you, I want you, I want you by my side. Come on, come on, I'm ready for you. I can wait, I can wait, but I don't.
It's 1 p.m. again.
Ira's correct. It is 1 p.m. again.
Oh.
the time, how it flies. There are a few things I didn't get to. We just heard Lucy Dacus from her new record, Forever is a Feeling. That was the song Come Out. And as I mentioned before, she's going to be playing here in Vancouver at the Queen Elizabeth on August 12th and 13th with Jason in support. And that song goes out to my daughter, Eleanor, who loves Lucy Dacus and just turned 14 earlier this week. It's birthday week in the McHugh King household. So happy birthday to her. And I'll be playing a song for Alice right after this. She turns 11 on Saturday. Before that, we heard Hand Habits from the new EP Blue Reminder. That was the song Jasmine Blossoms. And Hand Habits will be here in October. Before that, we heard Muncho from the album Is This Something? That was Hodgepodge. Muncho playing as a part of the Green Auto Fest, and they've got another show on Tuesday. Check it out if you're online. Before that, we heard Mac DeMarco from his forthcoming record, Guitar. That was the song Home. And at the top, J-Sum with A Million Reasons Why. Gabrielle, thank you so much for coming in. It was great to see you.
Have a
friendly face in the studio instead of just my reflection. Going to close out with some Chapel Roan.
Yes.
Slightly
just
deeper cut.
I got it out of my head.
So this is one of Alice's favorite songs, and it's a non-album single called Love Me Anyway.
I don't know if you trust Alice's taste.
Yeah, well,
always.
You should. She knows her pop divas. We recently watched Chapel Roan's Primavera sound set.
Oh, okay.
She really brought it, and so hopefully... There'll be a tour that swings through Vancouver soon enough, and I will
dreams come true.
Be mad at Ticketmaster, but hopefully happy in other ways. All right, this is Love Me Anyways. This is for Alice. I'm going to be gone for 4 weeks, so there'll be some pre-recorded shows, but I will see you in mid-August when I return. Have a great summer, everyone. Talk to you then.
I love you because your eyes are those polaroids of me inside your nightstand. I love you because you're understanding when I'm too shy to show my skin. Sometimes I forget, wasn't always this way. Hard to admit, I was the one. Still I love me anyway. You still love me anyway. Autumn came and December went. Time to down at high school dance. You still I love me anyway. You still I love me anyway. You still I love me anyway.
Anyway, you still love me anyway. You still love me.